This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. Include a trespass complaint on East First. Received request to serve a criminal trespass on a person. An officer contacted the person. They were served. Disposition served. You've been served.
Ah!
Yeah. So, makes your whole week. So, let's see. Dogs running. Assault. South Jones received report of an assault. Case under investigation. Doesn't have anything else going on with it. Disorderly conduct, Avenue G, received report of a person in a backyard yelling very loud. Officer responded, couldn't locate the person. Disposition completed. So he got done yelling, went inside. No, not sure what he was yelling. Could have been yelling at a bird, dog, insect. We don't know. Harassment, Shoshone Street, received report of harassment. An officer spoke with the RP, gave them some options. So you're being harassed, or you want to be a harasser. There are two different pamphlets that you can pick up. So let's see, traffic, auto burglary, Santa Fe Trail, report of an auto burglary. An officer responded, case under investigation. This at 7:47 a.m., then at 8:06 a.m., auto burglary, Santa Fe Trail. Let's see, 11:18, auto burglary at Rancho Trail. Report of an auto burglary, officer responded, case under investigation. So, somebody went in with breaking in cars on Santa Fe. So,
great.
And usually, the break-ins are not someone actually breaking in, but they're just lifting the door handle.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's unlocked. So if you have nice things and you keep them in your car, yeah, probably a good idea to maybe lock it. So
you may not have nice things for long.
No, and some vehicles come with a key fob where you can just push a button.
What?
Yeah, it'll lock it. It'll lock your car for you just by pushing a button.
It's like magic.
Yeah. So if you need pliers to lock your car, maybe check out with Fremont, okay? So fraud-related, Grand Street received report of a fraudulent check scam. Usually scams are fraudulent. You know, you usually don't have to put the two together.
True.
Yeah. An officer responded, spoke with the RP. They were given options how to handle the situation, how to handle this check. So Animal Stray, North Day. Two kittens found, described black and orange kitten, both about 8 weeks old, taken to animal shelters. So if you're missing your kittens, there you go.
I had them in my pocket here a minute ago.
Yeah. Let's see. Property found, East Coulter, a small flag found in the street, brought into law enforcement. The flag was all torn up, so it was disposed of properly.
Ah, yes, there is a proper way to do that.
Well, if it's an American flag,
yeah.
If it's just, you know, the Ukrainian flag, I don't think anybody would be upset.
My question, though, was it upside down?
Yeah, you don't know.
Was anyone in distress?
Disturbance, Avenue G, received report of a male subject causing a disturbance. Officers responded, and a 53-year-old was arrested for breach of peace. Transported to the Park County Detention Center. Disposition, arrest made. This is occurring at 11:30 at night. Sometimes it does involve alcohol. I don't know if this is the same guy yelling in his yard.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff going on Avenue G. So,
well, he tried yelling in the yard. He didn't get much response, so he went downtown.
Yeah. Underage smokers, East 7th, received a report of a tobacco violation. Subject cited for the violation, disposition, see report. So you're at the high school. You're not supposed to be vaping. You're supposed to be wearing a mask. I need a cigarette.
Now you got to pay a ticket.
Oh, I need two cigarettes now. let's see. Animal Noisy, South Clark, received report of dogs barking. CSO responded. Spoke with the animal owner who will go home and put the dogs' bark collars on them.
Not the collar.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we took him off for a little while, you know, just to keep him from being zapped all the time. You know, it was their birthday, so yeah. Let's see. Animal call other, East Monroe. Received a complaint of a brown and white dog that's been extremely aggressive. An officer responded, spoke with the RP. They're advised to keep the dog in the yard house, to avoid having it bite someone or being hit by a car. Disposition, assistance given. If it came out and bit me, I'd probably run it over with a car, right? So, and could be both.
One sign of extreme aggression, you look out and he's cleaning his gun.
Yeah, he's ordering knives off Amazon. Hey, that's aggressive. Stop it. Theft, West 4th, received report of theft from a yard. The case under investigation, disposition, see case. Could be a political sign, could be a Halloween decoration.
Maybe a gnome.
Could be a gnome. So sometimes those gnomes, they tend to travel. So let's see, animal, a stray cat. Spotted, but the cat got away before it could be taken to the shelter. Got away. So
we'll name that cat Houdini.
Yep, that cat just smarter than some others. So let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include an animal call on Pioneer Avenue. Anonymous caller. Neighbor has 11 dogs. 3 adults, 8 puppies, believes they're not being taken care of. Smell of feces and urine coming from the apartment. Disposition, assistance given. That's not good essence of perfume, you know. You don't want any of that. So, smell of feces and urine coming from the apartment. So they're all packed into an apartment with 11 dogs.
I don't think they've come up with a candle with that.
No, they haven't yet, you know, and it doesn't sound like a good business name either, especially if, you know, you're running a restaurant or something, you know. Let's see. Intoxicated subject at Walgreens. Intoxicated male stepped out in front of traffic heading east on Sheridan in front of the Holiday. Blue sweatshirt, blue jeans, about 55 years old. Disposition, C case, drunk guy, and this at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, geez.
Trying to make it back to the Holiday and stepping out in front of traffic. So he's on vacation. So.
The rules don't apply.
Yeah, they don't. A theft at Bunkhouse Apartments, delayed by a week, 3 packages delivered, were stolen. Disposition, C case. At the bunkhouse.
Yeah.
So, traffic stop, Salisbury. Driver warned for obedience to traffic device. Disposition, warning issued. Wonder if they send the drivers to obedience school.
Yeah,
after
yeah.
Here's your shock collar in case you want to run a red. Oh, stop it. Help me.
Oh, God, don't give him ideas.
Just a thought. Obedience. Drug-related, Shoshone Court Apartments. Smell of marijuana in their apartments coming through the vent, possibly from the downstairs unit. I did see some dreadlocks on that guy. The best way to find it, though, follow the pizza guy.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
That's how. Oh, there it is. So, that's just follow them. You'll find out where it's coming from. Let's see. There was a 28-year-old arrested, not on that one, but driving while under suspension, second offense, under the influence of meth and marijuana.
Oh, geez.
And probation violation. So you don't want to be that guy's probation agent.
I mean, it sounds like he's got paperwork to fill out now.
Yeah, you're sort of a failure if you're in charge of that guy. So. Child welfare, Pioneer Avenue, RP received report from the school in reference to the listed child being slapped by his mother. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Here comes some paperwork. That's kid mouthed off, and see what happens when you mouth off. So, animal call, Pioneer Avenue. Animal owner has a litter of puppies that she is not cleaning up after, causing the neighboring apartment to smell. Disposition. Assistance given. I don't know if it's the same apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got puppies all over the place, and and then you got to clean it up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
traffic stop, 19th Street, driver cited driving under suspension, tobacco, and no insurance. Citation issued. Head to skip buying insurance so you can buy a pack of smokes.
Yeah, they are getting pricey.
They are. Other law violation on 12th Street, RP advised subject trying to sell him a stolen mountain bike. You know, you can tell because the guy has shifty eyes.
And it's one of those high-end bikes. It's worth thousands. He wants $50.
Yeah, also, the law of violation, Paul Stock Nature Trail. RP has questions regards to hunting below the hospital. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. So, yeah, you see that deer running next to the emergency room, don't shoot at it, okay? So just a thought.
There are plenty of deer in town. So.
Yeah, most of the time you can just get them to come into your backyard.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So you don't have to hunt next to the hospital, okay? So some of those people do want it a little quieter than usual.
Exactly.
Okay? Property damage, Buffalo Bill Harley Davidson. Dumpster damage. Appears to have been drugged by a vehicle down the alley. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. That's some bad driving, though.
I'm guessing it wasn't a Harley that drug it down the alley.
No, it wasn't. Underage smokers, Cody Middle School, disposition, assistance, Kevin. The assistance is not giving them a light.
Here, need a light.
Yeah, so they got a lot on their mind nowadays. So
thank you for your assistance.
Miscellaneous assistance, 29th Street. RP says he's being harassed by the listed female. It's been going on for about 3 months. So disposition, unable to assist. We're just going to let love take its course. Okay, I can assist you on that. Sorry. You get to deal with her until she starts putting bunnies in pots. Then we'll probably come out.
Call us then.
Yeah, call us then. Okay. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim's been known to follow the pizza man over there at Aldridge's. So check him out. Anyway, appreciate the Powell Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.